Welcome to the PresbyCan Daily Devotional Podcast for Saturday, November the 29th, 2014, entitled Unknown Evangelists, written by Joel Yonkind of Meaford, Ontario, Canada. It is quite often said that Paul of Tarsus, often referred to as St. Paul, was the greatest evangelist of all time. We first hear about him as he is persecuting the people of the way, as the new believers in Jesus were called. After his conversion on the road to Damascus, he preached the gospel all over that area, from Jerusalem to Rome. He had several named helpers, Barnabas, Silas, and young Mark, just to name a few. To those early named evangelists, we can add some well-known 19th and 20th century evangelists as well, Charles Spurgeon, Billy Sunday, Dwight L. Moody, and Billy Graham, just to name a few. I love the story in John chapter 9 about the poor man who had been born blind, who was healed by Jesus on the Sabbath, no less, and who then became a great teller of his faith in Jesus of Nazareth. Right after he was healed, he first of all had to convince the neighbors that he could see, because as soon as he got home, the doubters showed up. Some thought it might be him, others thought it was just somebody who looked like him. Then the learned men of the time also got into the act. They questioned him and his parents as well, and when they realized that he was cured on the Sabbath, they figured that whoever did this could not be from God. But the formerly blind man argued with them. Imagine! Finally, they threw him out of the synagogue. John chapter 9, verses 35 to 38 in the New King James Version read, Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, Do you believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. Then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. His name is not listed with the apostles of the time. We don't even know his name. There are no writings credited to him, but I'm sure that in his own way he told his story over and over again to anybody and everybody who wanted to listen. I'm sure that he told them that he believed that Jesus is the Messiah. Over the years, there have been millions of preachers, Sunday school teachers, missionaries, parents and grandparents, and others who brought the gospel to untold millions of people. The names of most of them have been forgotten. There are no writings credited to them. They worked away in their own quiet way and told the people that they, too, were convinced that Jesus is the Son of God, and they worshipped him. Unnamed evangelists. Will we be among their number? Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we ask that you would be with all the people who bring the gospel of Jesus to the people at the present time, and that you will strengthen them and bless them. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.